Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Marian Flores, author of the delightful and beautifully illustrated children's book, Alyssa in Washerland. Marian has spent her life living in small Connecticut towns. As an artistic child, she won many awards, graduated from Pere College of Art and later Central Connecticut State University, where she was inspired to write this book. Currently, she's an art teacher at a private special needs school. Alyssa in Washerland is a contemporary twist and play on words with a classic book, Alice in Wonderland. Inspired by Marian's dislike for washing dishes as a child and her niece's disdain for putting dishes into the dishwasher. And the author of Alyssa in Washerland, Marian Flores, joins us on This Week in America. Marian, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Rick.
I love what you've done with this book. This book is engaging. It's fun for children. It's fun for adults, which is important as we're writing and reading and discussing this with the child. A job well done. What was the inspiration behind writing this book, Alyssa in Washerland?
Well, Rick, believe it or not, I was going to college. I was an adult going back to college, and I had an assignment to write some kind of a story and incorporate like some photography and graphics. And I started writing this book. It wasn't really a book. I was really going for that A, you know, in college.
Oh, yes.
To get that A. And I guess in the back of my mind, I was thinking maybe I can use this for a book. So I was trying to have a dual purpose. So it started off as just a paper that I handed in. And my mother had passed away when I was going to college. And I thought, maybe eventually I can dedicate this story to her.
Yes.
Since we would have so many arguments about doing the dishes. And it's a tribute to her. She really put up with me for many years, and she didn't disown me for that either.
I think we can all relate to that with the doing of dishes after the dreaded, I'm going to try to make dinner last as long tonight as I can because I really don't want to get to the dishes. And you've taken that and you've turned it into this delightful children's story. By the way, you had to have, an A++ for the paper when you turned it in?
Oh, for sure. And my professor had a conversation with me about the story, and he had written something, too, and I read his story. So, it was a pretty good deal.
Well, it was. You got a remarkable grade, top grade in the class, and you've got a book now that is doing well internationally. And we'll talk about that concept of this book is being shared worldwide as we get through our conversation with Marian Flores. That's M-A-R-I-A-N Flores, F-O-F-L-O-R-E-S. Important because her website is author marianflores.com. Book available at cityofbooks.com and Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll take you directly to one of those sites to get information, order the book there as well. Let's talk about the process of writing the book. You've got this paper, just got you a very high grade in class. Now you decide you're going to publish this as a book. Talk about that process and the process you used in writing this book.
Well, I took a lot of pictures of inside my dishwasher and used my dishes as props. And I borrowed my neighbor's daughter and had her pose for Alyssa. And it was a combination of, I did it like three or four different versions of this book in different formats. There was a format from college. Then I took it and I looked at the story and I thought, well, what is excess? And then after that, I said, how could I even illustrate this? So I had to break down the story into segments where it would translate into an illustration. And then I, because I had a graphic background and I was in advertising and I also had art background, I coordinated all of my knowledge into putting this book together. So I had an idea of like page bleeds and how to line up an illustration in, yes, in a margin. And then there was the editing, and it just went on and on. I would probably still be working on it.
Well, I was going to ask, how long did this process take? It sounds maybe simple enough to the person who's never written a book. You've got this story. You sit down, you write it out, you get a publisher, and you go to a bookstore and you sign copies of it, and people leave and they're happy. Talk about what goes into this, because it's really an intricate process, isn't it?
It is, Rick. That's what I thought about being an author in the beginning. You described it perfectly, but I found out it's much more complicated. And I had my last summer vacation before I graduated college, and I said to myself, I'm never going to have this time again. So that's when I tried to squeeze this book, and I worked like 12-hour days, illustrating and paginating and putting it together. And I was basically putting myself under pressure to finish this book.
And it's interesting, the finished product is so well done. The book is Alyssa in Washerland by Marian Flores, our guest on the program. Her website is authormarianflores.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a direct link, and get information there as well. Let's talk about what you hope the readers take away in the story. It's interesting reading the reviews. You've done such a remarkable job tapping into a young person's imagination. You do it in a way that's entertaining. You've got a lesson there of responsibility. Talk about combining all of that in a non-preachy type of way where it's entertaining, but there's a message there for the child and parent as well.
Well, I wasn't thinking about all that when I wrote this book, but it's, you know, I was just thinking on doing, and I originally wanted a picture book that brought the reader inside the dishwasher, experienced what goes on inside the dishwasher, and used imagination. A parent can go on and on about, you know, things that your children should do. And after a while, they might tune you out. So this might be a parental tool,
yes,
that parents could use, and kind of in a soft way to convey a message to kids. And that's how it is. I could relate to it myself. They say your first book that you write is mostly about you. And that's so true.
Yes.
It was about me. I had to learn the lesson that, you know, it serves a good purpose to help my family to do the dishes. And really, after my parents got a dishwasher, it really wasn't that bad of a job. And because the dishwasher basically does all the work. Now, once I close that door, I don't know what really happens inside that dishwasher, but I can use my imagination.
Well, you do that, and I tell you what, as an adult, you will never walk past a dishwasher going through its cycles again without stopping and thinking, I wonder what Mean Mouth is doing now. You're wondering, Tickle Hands, I wonder what's going on inside that, because stuff happens in there. We hear it shaking, something is going on in there, and you talk about what your sister had a dream that sort of got you started in that aspect of that, of being a little person inside a dishwasher.
Yes, yes. So the book kind of, there were little details that came together.
Yes.
And that was one of them. My sister had this dream that my husband and I were in the dishwasher, and we were married, and we're in our wedding clothes. And I asked her for a change of clothes. So that kind of like tied in to the story, you know, and my nieces didn't like to do the dishes, put them in the dishwasher. And, you know, it's kind of kind of a generational thing. My husband helps around the house, and he'll do the dishes, but he soaks them in the sink for a while, so he doesn't really have to rinse them, and he just puts them in the dishwasher.
Yes. Shortcut,
so,
yes.
I mean, nobody really, really is excited about doing dishes.
No, and it's such a really fun presentation. It's very imaginative. The storyline is original. It comes to life. The book is beautifully illustrated by Marian Flores. That's F-L-O-R-E-S, is the author of the book. The book is Alyssa in Washerland, the book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to, of course, Amazon, cityofbooks.com, and their library there. And links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Reading, so many people say, we love the story, but it was over so quickly. I hope she does another one. Are you working on another book?
Well, I'm working on it in my mind. I haven't really worked on it. I'm the kind of person that when I do work on it, it's my focus. I wake up in the morning and I will ask God to guide me when I'm working on the book. I did that for Alyssa and Washerland. So I'll ask God for guidance. That'll be my focal point. I don't know if I will pick like 3 months to get it done, but and when I do, it's like I think of a storyline and how it would be illustrated. And I think if I do another book, I'll be wiser this time around on how to approach it. So there's a possibility, and it might involve another kitchen appliance.
Ooh, it sounds like you're thinking about this already. Maybe your sister will have a dream. Check in with her and see if she's had another dream that will give you a little impetus.
I'll have to ask her to share her dreams with me.
Go ahead, take a nap and let me know what you think about it. I've got another book that, no pressure, but I got another book that I'm waiting for you to give me some background so I can get this done. I mentioned the reading the reviews and how much people really enjoy reading the book. And that's so important because they will read it with a child. They will talk about it. The child may read the book to them. There's that interaction that you also comes out of this book, Alyssa in Washerland. Talk a little bit about the reaction that you've had from friends, relatives, even out book signing and people making comments. What reaction are you getting?
Well, in school, we have this activity that we do in a circle with a lot of students. And this little boy walked across the circle before we started the activity, and he whispered to me, he says, "I read your book." Because it's in my school library. He says, "I read your book." And I said, "Did you like it?" He says, "Yes." And then he walks across back to the other side of the circle. I've had somebody who has like a granddaughter. She was so intrigued by the story. She wanted to check the dishwasher. She wanted to check all the appliances and find out how it worked. I've had a lot of positive feedback from adults and kids as well. And everything that you have described is everything that comes back to me. They enjoy the imagination. They enjoy the pictures. And it's just been a very positive experience for me.
The book is doing well internationally. I'll mention that in a second. Alyssa in Washerland is the name of the book. Book available at cityofbooks.com in the bookstore. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And you can go to Marian's website, author marianflores.com. That link and all the others on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you hope readers feel as they read the book? What do you hope the reaction is from a young person?
I hope a young person not only enjoys the story for what it is, just on the surface,
yes,
but it kind of like they also get the message too, that if you just do what is expected of you, you have more time for fun things. As a child, I was a terrible procrastinator, put things off. Obviously, I was not into chores either. And, you know, if I had just done these things, life would have been a little more pleasant. Maybe I would have had a happier childhood.
There's a good lesson in this, and lessons for adults as well. Procrastination, something probably we all still deal with, at least at some level. So that's one of the emotions that comes out of this, one of the takeaways for a child or for an adult as well. I mentioned the illustrations. Do you have any that's maybe a favorite illustration? You do such a remarkable job. The book, if you just go through and look at the pictures, you'll enjoy the story.
Oh, thanks for asking. My favorite picture is Alyssa in the silverware tray. This is when she first shrinks down.
Yes.
And she's looking into an aluminum pot, and she sees her reflection, and she's doing the scream. I had to echo the scream, the famous picture painting.
Yeah,
it just seems so appropriate. So that's my favorite picture in the book.
It is beautifully illustrated. It's a work of art as well as this wonderful story in Alyssa in Washerland. I've mentioned internationally. The book is available internationally, doing well, reviews from foreign countries. How many languages has this been presented in, published in, and where's the best place to buy the book? I mentioned citybooks.com and Amazon. First of all, how many languages, and where do you recommend people go to buy the book?
The book is now in 6 languages, and I believe there's 2 or 3 more languages on the way. Probably the best place to go is City of Books. Although I have seen all kinds of venues online, there's Target, there's Barnes & Noble, there's Amazon. But I know City of Books definitely has every language that's been published.
And there's a link for citybooks.com on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Basically, the book is available wherever books are sold. The name of the book is Alyssa in Washerland. I want to talk a few minutes left here. I want to talk about the role of art. We hear so much as schools go through budget cuts, in particular now. Arts is maybe something that they may cut back on, may eliminate totally. Arts obviously impacted your life. I mentioned that you won a number of awards as a child. You teach it now. How important are arts in shaping the student, maybe getting them interested in school in a way they wouldn't have been interested in before?
Well, I was passionate about being an art teacher. People did try to talk me out of it for those very reasons you mentioned. I am really blessed to work in a small school with special needs children on the autism spectrum. And it is a part-time job. The other part of my job, it's really a full-time job that's broken into 2 different jobs. One is a part-time art teacher, and the other one is a teacher's aide. And what I really enjoy teaching to this population is watching them grow as people and develop self-confidence and learn to express themselves. As you know, autistic students have a hard time expressing themselves. So it's a nice venue for people to express themselves, to learn their abilities, and to learn that, you know, there's more than one way to do something.
Yes.
I mean, we have like a step-by-step drawing. Some kids, I remember this one boy who said he couldn't draw. He did a step-by-step drawing of Superman, and he was blown away that he was able to do that. And he ended up like loving art. So there are different ways to go about it. I'm not opposed to tracing. When I was first learning how to draw, I did trace, you know, and I did copy. And that is a process of learning, too. We're not all going to be famous artists. But even the famous artists did copy off of one another in different ways, and they look to other resources as well. So I think art is very important in the learning process for anybody.
Well, it's so important. And on your website, if you go to author Marian Flores, FLORES.com, you'll see the missions for her, the statement for her books, her goals. Interesting, you talk about the timeless art of storytelling, and it is an art, and it's a way to present a story, in this particular story, Alyssa in Washerland. If you're trying to teach somebody anything, storytelling is so important in doing that. And you say your goal is to create an environment where people may learn with wonder, where imagination is unrestricted. And it sounds like that's the attitude that you have, the theme you bring into your classroom and touching the lives of the young people you teach. You're touching so many families, I'll say parents as well as children, with the book Alyssa in Washerland. Our guest is the author, Marian Flores. The author's website is authormarianflores.com. Mention City of Books. You'll find the book available in their bookstore there as well, cityofbooks.com. I thank them for arranging our conversation. City of Books, a one-stop shop for all your book and print publishing and marketing needs. Marian, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully soon there will be another book and another conversation on This Week in America. It's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the success and the young lives you're touching with this book, and good luck with the future projects.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
And as I say, as you walk by that washing machine that's doing the dishes, you'll stop, you'll look at that in a different way and wonder what Mean Mouth is doing. What's going on inside there? It's dark. We don't really know. Well, if you read the book, Alyssa in Washerland, you've got sort of an idea what may be happening there. Could be a little person in there or a married couple in there that looking for a change of clothing. Yes, all of that
That's my interpretation.
Why not? It's imagination. That's what art's all about. And you'll find that in Alyssa in Washerland. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.